Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team, 980 in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can check us out on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Time now to open up the entertainment page, driven by BMW of Fairfax.
That's right. Thank you, Cakes. BMW of Fairfax, my guy Mike Walker, may not be the most interesting man in the world, but over at BMW of Fairfax, they have no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X-Series models. I've got the X5. Love that vehicle. For a limited time only, find out more at BMWFairfax.com. When you get over there, ask for Mike, mention me. They'll take care of you either way. All right. A lot going on here in the world of Hollywood and entertainment. I know you guys are kind of sick of it, but it is interesting. There's a few nuggets here on Britney. TMZ has a whole story about, you know, she's always with these videos, right? It's so pathetic.
Yeah, she's wild.
The quote is, and who knows where you're getting this from, but they're saying completely dysfunctional, incapable of taking care of herself, in danger of going broke.
Oh. Mm.
Here's what they say has happened since they've released her from her conservatorship, which they're saying is just, you know, hasn't done her any favors at all. She travels all the time. She's basically by herself.
Just have to say I'm broke.
She's spending a fortune. They say she's been going to French Polynesia, staying at the Brando. Never heard of it.
French sure Polynesia, it ain't cheap. Is that like Tahiti? I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Sure. If you say so.
I don't know.
Spending close to $1 million each trip.
Well, that sounds like a lot.
Between private jets, hotels, staff, etc. She goes every month or two.
Wow.
Okay? So she's spending $6 to $12 million a year just going to the French Polynesia. She also goes to Hawaii almost every month. And she's taking private jets, stays in the presidential suite at the Four Seasons. They're saying that's about $350,000 a trip.
Man. She's got quite a travel budget.
She's hemorrhaging cash. I mean, obviously, we've all seen the videos. You know, you just feel awful for what's going on there. I mean, you want to talk about a broken girl.
How long would it take to get to French Polynesia from L.A.?
It's out in the middle.
It's a middle of nowhere.
It's like it looks like it's halfway between, like, L.A. and Australia from where it looks on the map.
So she's a mess. I mean, she's been a mess for years.
Is
it the worst she's ever been? Is that what they're saying?
Well, I think it's kind of the idea is, like, this ending the conservatorship, everybody thought they were, like, freeing Britney, but she probably needed it.
They're freeing her up to go bust out.
And maybe the dad is a scoundrel. I don't know.
She needed to, yeah.
But my guess is the parents probably wanted what's best for her.
You know what she needs? She needs a dose of Jason Bishop in her life.
Oh, yeah.
Jason Bishop.
Out the cash.
He would tighten up the screws on that spending. I can tell you that.
Well, I think that's what the dad did. They say
I don't know if her dad has this guy's hustle when it comes to saving
like canceling
money and
Amazon.
Cutting cores. I mean, look at this bulldog clip that's holding his computer together. This guy would certainly keep Britney's finances in order.
I noticed this morning. There's a big old crack right now going right through the middle of my screen.
Is that from you crack. Pinching the screen?
It's got to be either that. I mean,
or pinching pennies.
I mean, I keep it in this bag, this book bag here, and I just, you know, I throw it around. I've been careless when it comes to this, but it still works.
Well, you look at my computer. I hit it with my Titleist driver.
So you got a big crack in the screen?
Oh, I mean, there are cracks everywhere.
Why did you hit it with the driver?
Because I was listening to, like, a podcast or something. I had it on a chair. It was in my garage while I was doing my bit, working on my game, and I just...
Backswing got it.
It was a little too
miscalculated
close.
Miscalculated the backswing.
You know, the mat moves around a little bit, and then,
see that?
You know.
JP, see that?
I saw it.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Drabby, look at that. Pummeled. However,
you got a working computer right next to you.
I know. I like having two.
Having a million computers.
Yeah. All right. Let me see here. Harvey Weinstein. You guys, I mean, not that anybody really cares, but this is arguably one of the most powerful guys in Hollywood before his demise. Everybody knew he was a womanizer. Everybody knew he had the casting couch. Everybody knew he was basically a scumbag until they finally decided enough was enough. He was convicted of rape. In several instances, but the New York rape conviction was tossed, Cakes. Dunsky. In a 4-3 decision, the court's majority said it was an abuse of judicial discretion for the judge to allow testimony from these other women about his despicable behavior that he wasn't charged with. So they tossed that conviction. Now, he's not going to be released because he's still got, like, I think it was the California conviction where he was sentenced to rape for like 16 years. He's not going anywhere. He's 72 years old. He's in terrible shape. I think they recently took him to the hospital. You remember there was one woman testified about his just like disfigured genitals.
I do remember like,
not
that
surprised.
From the EP.
Like
his,
like they're saying it was a it's literally a poop show down there.
Probably like some sort of Pollock or something weird.
Yeah, like they're like mutilated.
Like a Picasso.
Yeah, mutilated. Yeah,
mutilated genitals.
Weird.
Oh,
that's just gross to
that's
think
just
about.
So gross. And you see him, he looks so terrible. I mean,
he
looked
terrible when he was limping into the courtroom a few years ago.
Yeah. I can't imagine
what he looks like now.
Doesn't that was the most powerful guy in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Doesn't he kind of look like Bruce the Hugger?
Doesn't he?
Yes.
Kind of does.
Is Bruce still with us? He hasn't called us in the longest time. Does he still call and you just don't put him on? Is he still
No, Bruce doesn't call anymore.
Mm. What happened? Do you know it?
Do you know something?
No, I didn't.
No. You visited him.
I visited him.
Because he's in a home right now, right?
Yeah,
he's in bad shape.
I called like a month ago. He was still there.
He was.
Yeah.
He was in bad shape, though.
No, the second time I saw him, he looked much better.
Much better.
Poor Bruce.
That's terrible. But, I mean, you know, it happens. I mean, we all age. Bruce is a lot older than you might realize, right? For his condition.
60s.
He's in his 60s.
Bruce, give us a call.
Kind of miss him, right? Do you think he's still listening?
I bought him a radio. Because he's
you're the last person to buy anybody a radio.
You've been the last purchase of a radio.
Yeah, where'd you buy it?
Where did you buy it? At a museum?
I went to
Walmart.
Walmart.
Where do they sell radios?
They had like two of them.
But where did they sell
next to the antiques?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like next to TVs?
It was massive, a big massive radio.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean like a radio? Like a stereo?
Like a boombox?
Yeah. They had a CD player.
They have boomboxes?
Like radio right here.
They had
no,
Walmart?
It wasn't that big.
Walmart has boomboxes?
It looked like something out of the late 90s.
Yeah.
And they still have one in stock.
Yeah. Shocking news.
Unbelievable.
And he immediately programmed it to another radio station.
Oh,
in front of him. Yeah.
He's not even a junk speed one anymore?
Radio
Why?
Insider.
What did he put, the news channel or something?
Country. And then the big cowboy.
I think he liked
it was a digital one?
No, he liked... Oh, he's upset that it wasn't AM.
Okay.
It was FM. That's what it was.
He likes to listen to news.
Yeah, he likes some AM.
He wanted to listen to The Rooster and Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980.
All right, this is right up your alley, Valdez. Game-changing new condoms, Cakes. Have you heard about these? I read about these.
Okay, I don't know anything about them.
So they have new condoms that, you know, I know you don't need those anymore.
Very limited use of condoms in my lifetime.
Could you count on one hand the number of times you've used them? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can count it on one hand.
One finger?
With fingers left over.
Really? Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You just threw caution to the wind.
Like, didn't have many trysts.
I didn't have that many conquests.
Yeah, but still, you had a wife that you were with before she got married.
This is true.
Right.
But she may have been on the pill.
Right. So yeah, I understand.
During one of our first dalliances, I actually was I was responsible, and then I was given that nugget of information.
You were given a green light.
I took the condom, and I said, you are finished. Finished, you are. And I threw it across the room.
Right.
Never again.
All right. Well, this is what
I've never opened a condom since.
This wouldn't really be for any of the junks, but... They have new condoms that you can roll on. Now, a guy like Rom is going to have difficulty with this. You know, when you only have like a nubber.
Sure.
You can roll it on before you get sized up to 2 hours.
What?
In advance.
Yes, why? What's the point?
You take your little belly button or whatever you got.
And so you're pre-condoming? Just
yes.
So like you don't have to fumble around for it during
Right. Sometimes it can be awkward. You might put it on upside down or something.
Then you got to take it off.
Or you forget.
You got to take it off if you have to go to the bathroom, though. That's a bad start.
That probably would suck. Yeah,
horrible idea. Hey, we'll never take off.
A lot of guys have killed the mood, you know, fumbling around with that packet.
Right.
No doubt about it.
So... This is a genius invention.
You like it?
I am intrigued. We've all been there in our younger days.
Yeah, you can fumble around.
No doubt. You drop the ball.
Because yes, right. You got a limited window anyway.
So it's so limited.
Where they'll tolerate you.
Thread the needle.
Before she changes her mind.
Yeah,
5 seconds later, she's out.
No, let me rethink this.
Maybe you know what? Maybe you're onto something here.
How many guys are going to put that thing on and then knock it?
That's like me.
High school kids walking around.
Me bringing like a dozen condoms to beach week when I was 17 or 18, and I came home with a dozen condoms, all unused. Okay, sort of deal. Same energy.
Is there anything more depressing than if you come back from a party to take your pre-rolled condom off?
Yeah, it's just not great. Your party didn't go well.
Yeah, but she can't know it either. Like, because women, if you see a condom in your wallet or whatever,
they think you're a creep.
You're a creep.
Right. You all just walk out with
your hands. You already got one on.
then she's not going to let you bang her because she thinks you're a serial killer. Because you're already funny.
Hey, you thought you were going to bang me tonight?
You're already preloaded.
That's what you call it, preloaded.
That's a horrible idea.
Yeah, plus that. Yeah. I mean, maybe you're talking about this. It sucks too.
You think that'd be a turn off?
Yeah.
Definitely if you're. Your jeans are covered in spermicidal lube.
Well, it's a botch too if you're about to hang out with Jeff Smoker.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
A
botch.
If you wear one of those or you're Jeff Smoker, then you should climb into a rocket and fly to Mars. That's bizarre behavior.
They do that.
Has anybody ever done that?
No, but I've seen it in some videos before. I've seen it in some adult content before.
Shocker.
I don't know why. I'm flummoxed by the entire situation. I never quite get that.
It doesn't make any sense.
I also never get when I see I've seen this before. I've tripped over it once
somehow
before.
Somehow you've stumbled
tripped over
on this
it,
content.
But I've seen a woman... give a smoker to a toy. And I never understand that.
That's kind of bizarre.
I'm also flummoxed by that one, too. You know, like, say, if another person's wearing a toy.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's just so weird.
I'd love to see your search history.
I mean, it's just, no, I mean, it's like, you know.
Like, oh, thumbnail, oh. How did this happen?
I don't get that.
I don't get it either.
I'm like going hard on it.
That's
too.
Bizarre.
Like, what's going on there? All right, throw that out. Last but not least, the Biebs is in the news. Something's going on with the Biebs. Yeah. At first I thought that this was a fake picture, but I guess it's been confirmed. The Biebs, like, he's got this selfie of him crying that he put on his Instagram. This is another broken guy. You think Hollywood's not destroying people? I don't know what happened to him, but a lot of people are thinking Diddy might have had something to do with it. But
all comes back to Diddy.
Did he? Yeah. But he's crying, and people were wondering what's going on. Somebody said maybe did his friend die? Did he have a friend he lived with?
Sure, I know
died?
Anything about the Biebs and his
circle of
friends.
Some people are speculating that it's the relationship with the Haley chick.
Yeah.
That maybe they're breaking up or something. So.
Poor guy's not allowed to cry.
I mean, he does have one of the Baldwins as his father-in-law. That's got to be kind of whack. Like Stephen Baldwin, right?
He's married. Billy? Or is it Billy? It might be Steven.
I think he's married. I think he's married to Stephen Baldwin's daughter.
Yeah, I believe you. If you say Stephen,
that's got to be stressful. Having Baldwin as your pops-in-law.
Does he have some sort of disease?
Well, he got to. He had
something going on.
He had something going on with his face. Yeah, I could tell you what I think it probably was, but what do they call that? They call it. I've had
Bell's palsy. You see,
Bell's palsy.
You know that Joel Embiid had Bell's palsy.
Yeah, my brother had it.
During the game.
You can get it from like a virus. You can get it from a lot of different things. I think it is a virus, actually. Right?
Yeah. You can get it from bit by a tick.
My religion teacher had it. When he was just kind of, you know, face was all banged up.
Sure.
But I mean, it was like you could goof on it because it goes away.
Yeah.
For my sister's wedding, my brother, Chad, had it. He could barely imagine, smile.
Nice pictures.
The pictures were terrible. He was going...
Edit
he needs to get chopped.
He needs an edit.
He's
ruined. You give him a toast like that?
You
give
a toast? I'm going to say this. He salvaged him. Somehow he managed to get the other foot. Imagine having Bell's palsy at your wedding, or your sister's wedding.
Yeah. Well, that's what you just have to...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bite the bullet and not be in the pick.
You can't kick your sibling out of the family photo.
Photoshop him in. I think for my mom and dad's wedding, my Uncle Carlos wasn't able to go, and they photoshopped his in there somehow.
All right, hold on. Don't go to a commercial. I got to read a commercial. I don't know if I have it. Hold on.
Better find it.
Oh, okay.
There you go. I got it.
Yeah. No, it's not in show, but I didn't want you to go to break and then me not have it.
Right, then you scramble.
But I got it. It's right here.
All right. Stay tuned. EB's commercial coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.